Hello. Today, I would like to discuss the anti-inflammatory diet. My name is Diane Barsky, and I'm an attending physician in the Division of Gastroenterology, Hepatology, and Nutrition at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. My special interest is in nutrition for children. Now, why think about an anti-inflammatory diet for your patients? In fact, maybe for yourself. As you know, inflammation is a natural way the body reacts to protect us and help us heal. But sometimes chronic inflammation goes awry. Those cycles of cytokines and anti-inflammatory mediators keep escalating. And then our body's immune response also produces mediators that keep inflammation out of control and ongoing, which may increase a risk of obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, some forms of cancer throughout life. So our goal is to maintain health, prevent this chronic inflammatory cycle if we can, or even address it when it occurs. Remember, food not instead of medicine, but food as part of medicine for prevention and intervention. Well, what is an inflammatory diet? It's actually a diet based on two ancient practices, healthy patterns of eating, both in the Asian diet and in the Mediterranean diet. The combined pattern of the two is thought to be one of the healthiest ones to eat on a daily basis. The Mediterranean diet has actually been studied for the last 30 years. The anti-inflammatory diet encourages fresh foods and avoids processed foods. No artificial flavors, no high fructose corn syrup, no trans fat. It's based on healthy fats, monounsaturated fats, higher omega-3 to a lower omega-6 fatty acid ratio. It includes a variety of sources of protein, some very high in fiber with a low glycemic index, like beans and other legumes, lower in animal fat, and includes healthier fats and important antioxidants, mostly in the herbs and components of nuts and seeds and green tea that are consumed. Well, what are the mechanisms of the anti-inflammatory diet? The phytochemicals in the anti-inflammatory diet have very important anti-carcinogenic, anti-cardiovascular disease, and promote important antioxidants, such as polyphenols, flavonoids, high oleic acid and low monounsaturated fatty acids, high in polyunsaturated fatty acids. Again, as I said before, I want to emphasize high fiber, low glycemic index, less risk of diabetes, high in magnesium, which reduces inflammation and improves cognitive ability, phytosterols, ginger, garlic, cayenne, turmeric, all important. And of course, all these components are associated with a favorable microbiome. Other phytochemicals, alpha-linolenic acid, beta-carotene, curcumin, all such important anti-inflammatory mediators. The Asian diet has actually been less studied, but the China Project, which is an ongoing project of 6,500 people, showed that the Asian diet in rural China protected against many of the cancers we see in Western civilization, less cardiovascular disease, longevity was significantly more than as soon as the rural Chinese moved into the cities and acquired the Western diet, you see a much higher incidence of diabetes, breast cancer, colon cancer, and cardiovascular disease. Well, has the anti-inflammatory Mediterranean diet been studied in pediatrics? It actually has for the last 30 years. We've seen an association with reduction in not only the severity of asthma and allergies in children, but a reduction in the recurrence of asthma and also in the prevention, of chronic asthma. Also, we've seen that the better the adherence to the diet early in life, in Italy, reduces the risk for non-alcoholic steatohepatitis and obesity in children, especially those children already with effects of obesity and alcoholic non-alcoholic steatohepatitis, have a reduction in the severity and even a regression of the disease the more they follow the diet. Also, in pediatrics recently, attention deficit disorder has been linked to Mediterranean diet. It is not clear if those with attention deficit hyperactivity disease is more likely to consume an unhealthy diet of fast food and processed foods, or if those following the Mediterranean diet have less of a risk of attention hyperactivity disorder. And that really needs future studies to monitor this association. So what are the similarities between a traditional Mediterranean Asian diet? They're rich in vegetables, primary focus of their nutrition, legumes, fruits. They emphasize fresh foods, avoid the processed foods, both moderately rich in fish and omega-3 fatty acids associated with it, include some lean meats and eggs, but specifically no processed foods, no artificial flavoring, no high fructose corn syrup, low in saturated fat, no trans fat, high in antioxidant intake that are protective to the body and the chronicity of many diseases, and focuses on social, slower eating. But of course, it's a whole foods approach, minimal commercial processing, somewhat organic to minimize herbicides, insecticide, and toxin residues. And again, it emphasizes interconnection between the food, the people, and the land. They know where their food is coming from, either through their own agriculture or through their local villages and neighbors. The Mediterranean diet. Fat sources are healthy fats. Olive oil, with its high amount of monounsaturated fat. Olives, nuts, seeds. Again, spices. Low in saturated fat. Meat, eggs. But again, the meat is white meat. And again, the soy proteins and regular consumption of water. Traditional Asian diet focuses on oily fish, miso soup, fermented soybeans and fermented foods such as kimchi, pickles, and natto that are also fermented soybeans as well, that encourage and stimulate a favorable microbiome. So again, less irritable bowel disease is seen. The mushrooms consumed in the Asian diet, shiitake, enoki, and oysters mushrooms, are actually being studied now in major cancer centers in the United States because they've been linked to improvement in cancer risk and recurrence. And again, all the herbs, medicinal garnishes, spices, turmeric, fennel, and green seaweed, to name a few, are all important antioxidants. So the inflammatory diet pattern of eating, again, is a combination of Mediterranean, Asian, vegetables, 4 to 6 a day. Fruits also are emphasized. There are healthy fats. Again, canola oil, olive oil, seeds, nuts, avocados are all important sources of the healthier anti-inflammatory fats, the omega-3s that go down a different prostaglandin pathway that are not pro-inflammatory. And again, the tea, the antioxidants, the fish, and the seafood. And I refer you to the anti-inflammatory pediatric diet pyramid, which you will have as a resource at the end of this discussion. So again, we're promoting a lifelong attitude of healthy eating and family togetherness and physical activity, all important to preventing chronic disease or managing inflammatory diseases in pediatrics. Thank you.